I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media News. After several years of decline, the number of in-state freshmen at the University of Illinois Urbana campus rose by 11% this year. David Mercer of the Associated Press reported this week that was because of a concerted effort by university officials to boost that number amid pressure from parents, lawmakers, and the Board of Trustees. I talked with Mercer this week about what the university did to draw more in-state students and what it could mean for the U of I's future.
They put more money into financial aid, for one thing, kind of targeted financial aid intended to get at lower-income students and what they call underrepresented populations. But also, as it turns out, they were willing to accept a little lower ACT scores in some cases. The average ACT score for the incoming in-state freshman class dropped off a bit, and that's the first time in at least a decade that it happened.
How much of a drop are we talking about in that ACT score, David?
The average ACT for an incoming in-state freshman this fall was a 28.28, and last year it was a 28.86, so it's a little over half a point on the ACT.
What kind of pressure had the university been facing to kind of boost those in-state enrollment numbers?
Quite a bit from lawmakers. We talked to Representative Chad Hayes for our story, and also from parents of kids who found it difficult to get into the U of I, or they could get in, but once they were accepted, were surprised to find out that there wasn't much for them in the way of financial aid. And university trustees had heard about that and, of course, applied their own pressure.
So what kind of a balance do you think the university is trying to find here? Of course, the University of Illinois prides itself on being a high-level academic institution. How do you balance that with maybe trying to accept more in-state students?
I think that's what they're trying to figure out. You know, President Timothy Colleen has said from the minute he got here just about a year ago that he values, you know, that land-grant mission to be a university for the state. He's talked about wanting to increase in-state enrollment, but at the same time, you have a reputation to protect, and you have alumni who've paid a fair amount of money for their degrees, and they don't want to see those devalued. I think that's kind of the open question right now.
Is there anyone who's unhappy about what the university's doing here?
I think if you talk to people who go to school there and people who've graduated from there, that there's a sense that, you know, doing this once is not a problem, and it's probably in some ways a good thing. So you can increase the number of in-state students on campus. But at the same time, I think there is, you know, some concern. Okay, if you keep doing this, do you wind up at a point where the kids on campus aren't, you know, the same kids who've gone there in the past, and potentially, you know, the value of the degree goes down. And the university hasn't indicated at all that, you know, that's their intention. I think that's still to be decided.
And from talking to University of Illinois officials, do you feel like they might try and continue to push that number of in-state freshmen up, or were they pretty happy with where things were for this incoming class?
I believe Colleen has said that he'd like to see more in-state enrollment. You know, you've gone from a point in 2006 where close to 90% of the campus was in-state students. I think it was 88%, and now that's down to 72 and change. The administrators I interviewed said that there's no guarantee that you're going to continue to reduce the ACT score that's acceptable, but maybe you do continue to tweak the formula to get more Illinois kids on campus.
That's Associated Press reporter David Mercer. You can find a link to his story on U of I enrollment and hear what impact, if any, the slight drop in ACT scores could have on the U of I's college rankings in the longer listen at willnews.org.